Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Tips Over Tipples, the show where Louise and I sit down, have something to drink, and talk about places to eat and drink in London. On this week's episode, we're talking about a meal we had on Christmas Eve at the Pelican, a gastropub in Notting Hill. We had a fantastic meal, ate a lot of meat, and ended up spending about 85 quid a head. So Louise, it's January. I tasked you with getting us a drink that is non-alcoholic, and you appear to have delivered. What is this?
So we've got Lucky Saint beers today.
Ah, the beer that's everywhere in every pub at the moment and all over the tube.
Yeah, you can't step a foot without seeing an ad for a Lucky Saint beer. Would you describe the tasting notes to us? How is it?
I mean, it tastes like a lager that is a little bit worse than lagers generally, but it's still pretty nice. I think it's really cool how far non-alcoholic beers have come along over the last couple of years. And this is decent. It does taste like beer.
Yeah. Like, if you did a side-by-side comparison, yes, it's a bit lighter in flavour. It's not quite the same. But, I mean, it's a pretty good replacement, isn't it? It's like, the flavour's pretty good.
Oh, no, I think so. Yeah. I definitely am going to go to the pub and drink this in January. So, no, thanks for introducing it to me.
You're very welcome.
So, the Pelican's been on our radar for a while, hasn't it? We heard that one of the chefs is ex-Braun and ex-Angelina's and was also involved in Weston's Laundry. So a pretty good CV, places that we like. So we were interested to see kind of what he was doing at this new place.
Yeah, Braun's been one of our favourite restaurants in London. We've been there a bunch of times. And it's pretty interesting that all those places are quite different from each other. I've got Braun, which is Mediterranean, Angelina's, kind of Japanese fusion.
Italian,
yeah. Whereas the Pelican is much more kind of British. It's very meaty.
More pub vibes, right?
Yeah, more kind of posh pub vibes, like big quality, nice cuts of meat.
Exactly. So, yeah, very intriguing. What a breadth of skills the chef has. So, because of that, and because we just heard good things generally, right? We thought it would be a nice place to try out. We went on Christmas Eve. We normally like going to a pub for a Christmas Eve meal. And this felt like a good one to do.
Yeah, we treated ourselves to a very posh pub dinner for Christmas Eve.
And what a treat it was. So, yeah, I mean, when we arrived at Pelican, I really liked the atmosphere in there. I thought it was great. It was a lovely place to go for Christmas Eve, wasn't it? It was kind of really warm lighting, lots of dark woods, lots of nooks and crannies with different tables in it.
Yeah, it felt very rustic country kind of aesthetic. It was so warm. It had all those kind of dried flowers and like kind of dried, I don't know, plants.
Yep. And yeah, lots of kind of nice rustic country style tables.
Yep.
It also had weirdly elements of kind of Scandi decor in a few places, which I quite liked that juxtaposition. It was intriguing.
And I did like that it was all very candlelit. It made sharing food precarious, but the candles on the table were very cute.
And I noted on the acoustics as well, didn't I? Mm. It was a very busy pub, but you could really hear each other and couldn't really hear everybody else. I don't know how they did. There were some thick curtains and stuff, but it worked really nicely.
And it's cool as well that the front of it is just a pub. So it's busy, hustling and bustling, you know, quite fun. And then you kind of go through the pub into the restaurant where it's a bit more calm, I guess, because it's just like a main restaurant. Yeah.
We did have to kind of shuffle and fight our way through the main pub to find the people who was kind of serving people at the restaurant and taking us to our table, right? We just entered and they just thought we were just normal people coming to the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Normal people. We're not better than the pub goers. but we had to kind of make our way through to be shown our table. But yeah, I loved it. I thought the atmosphere was great. I think it was just such a nice place to go in winter. It was really, really, really cozy. Mm-hmm. It was lovely. Something that we really liked about this restaurant was that we found that the menu prices were really, really well thought out. It was quite accessible. They had really kind of, they had quite cheap dishes and then more expensive dishes. Some of the dishes got kind of extremely expensive, kind of up to kind of 40, 50, 70 quid. But then they also have main meals for 15, 19 pounds. I think it's got a really good range of prices in starters and mains, which just means it kind of can be more accessible to different people.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was something I think we really noticed it, didn't we, as soon as we looked at the menu. We thought, oh, God, there's quite a broad range here. So well done, Pelican.
And I think also quite accessible or like really good options. You could just have a starter main put on your own, or you could share a few different dishes. And some of the really expensive dishes, there was, I think, a whole fish. I can't remember what it was, but there was a whole fish. It was really expensive, but I think it was shared between four. So I think
per head, it's probably okay.
Yeah, not too bad. But there just are lots of different options in terms of price points, in terms of, I think, the way that you want to have your meal.
Yeah, totally agree.
Mm.
Should we talk about the food a little bit?
Yeah, we should. And I guess important caveat to say is that overall, we really liked the food, but we started off with a pretty average dish.
Oh, God. Yeah, yes, I've forgotten about this, actually.
Yep. We hadn't really planned on it, but we got a bread and butter because Tom was very famished, so we quickly ordered bread and butter.
I call it the hunger shakes.
Yeah.
When I start to feel a bit quivery when I'm very hungry.
We wanted to avoid hangry, so we quickly got a bread and butter.
They brought bloody sourdough again.
It was sourdough, but it was it was a bit stale.
It was very terrible. Hard.
It wasn't warm. It was just quite stiff, not a nice flavor. And the butter that it came with was also real rock hard.
Yeah, the butter was nice. It was definitely kind of homemade butter with lots of nice flavors in it.
Yeah, it had some kind of like shallots or something in it, some nice onion.
Yeah, but it was rock hard. And as you say, the bread was so stale. It reminded me when we went to Tuscany. Those of you who have been to Tuscany will note that traditional Tuscan bread, Italians like it. Well, Tuscans like it because it's traditional. I'm going to say it. It's minging. It's stale and saltless.
Well,
and
yeah, because it's got no salt.
Yeah. And there's lots of history as to why it's that, but it's not particularly enjoyable. But it was also quite stale.
Mm. So that was pretty, okay, we know that it's going to be better than this, but we were a bit
have we made a huge mistake?
Yeah, a bit sad at the bread and butter.
I still can't work out, though. Do you think that they gave us rubbish bread and like they've accidentally left that out? Or do you think that's just they've chosen to serve that bread?
It just must have been a mistake. Like, that can't be a choice.
Okay, cool. I mean, Pelican, if you're listening, please write in and let us know if you choose to serve disgusting bread on purpose or not.
Quite stale and cold.
Yeah.
And
well, cold's fine.
Cold's fine, yeah. It's just the staleness.
But anyway, moving on from the bread.
Yes, moving on from the breads, we had a venison tartare, which was served with this thing that was called gentleman's relish. Now, we didn't ask what it was, but it was this very strongly seafood kind of tasting. It wasn't even like a relish. It was like a...
like a mayo.
A paste or something. Yeah.
I loved it because it was very, very strong seafood shellfish flavors, right? Mm-hmm. Shrimpy.
Yeah. I liked it, but I just had little bits. And I actually really liked the flavor of the tartare just on its own. I thought it had really nice flavors on its own. It also came with some crisps as well. So I really liked that dish.
Yeah, just ridge-cut crisps, wasn't it? Which was interesting. No, it was a nice dish. And obviously veal being meat and then this gentleman's relish being seafood flavors was strange, but I thought it was really interesting. I liked it. I thought it was a really yummy dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second starts that we shared. We got mushrooms on toast, cream of mushrooms on toast.
Yep.
And it was wild mushrooms chopped together in a really nice creamy, garlicky sauce, but really, really rich. It had nice mushroom flavors, but definitely kind of way fancier than any cream and mushroom sauce I've really had at a place before. It was on some bread, and I think it was the same bread as we had at the starter. Obviously, this bread had loads of kind of cream soaked into it, and it had moistened up a lot. So it was doable. We could bite through the crust without chipping our teeth. And that went well. I thought it was really yummy. I love my mushrooms generally. But a nice dish, right?
Yeah, definitely. I also love creamy mushroom dishes. So it was really delicious. There was quite a deep flavor with it. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Then next up, we had we shared a couple of mains with a bunch of sides. So I ordered a pork chop, which part of it was delicious for me. I really liked the kind of main meaty bits, but I don't love tons of fat, like tons of pork or beef fat. So some of the bits were too fatty for me. But fortunately, I was sharing with Tom, and fortunately Tom loves that, so I think Tom,
the
what
more
did you
fat
think?
The better. Yeah. I absolutely loved it. I was really glad that you ate the main meaty parts and left the more fatty parts for me. It was beautifully rendered fat. It was really soft, really flavorful, and it obviously did have meat with it. It was just such a nice cut of meat for what I love. It was beautiful. And what was the bed of stuff it was served on?
Yeah, so that was marrow peas.
Marrow peas, yes, that's it. And they were really yummy as well. Obviously, marrow, so got that kind of more kind of, yeah, meaty flavour throwing through them. As we say, this is a very meaty restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought all in all, a really delicious dish. I could have eaten that whole thing to myself. I don't think you could have eaten that whole thing to yourself though, right?
No, definitely not. No, I was very happy that we shared the sirloin steak, which came with a green peppercorn sauce.
Yes, that was on they've kind of got a steak board on a mirror. And yeah, we got one of the steaks from there. So the sirloin steak, I think that was about £32.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with a peppercorn sauce. Sometimes the peppercorn sauces, I find when there's too many peppercorns, that's a little bit overwhelming. You're getting too many kind of pepper explosions in your mouth. But they were few and far between, but it was a really, really nice sauce. It worked well. The steak was incredibly tender.
Mm.
It had a nice little bit of fat, but not too much. It was perfectly cooked.
Yeah, it was beautifully cooked. It was really pink. And yeah, as you say, so tender.
I think it was just clearly a really good quality bit of meat.
Yeah.
And to go with both those mains, we got a bowl of chips as well, didn't we? That mm-hmm. came with an
Yeah,
aioli.
Really crispy chips. Delicious.
They were, I think, some of the best chips yeah. I've had in London. Maybe that's extreme. I can't remember all the chips I've had in London, to be honest. But they were fat chips, but they were just so crispy and so fluffy inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept their crisp. They didn't go soggy. They were just fantastic. I really, really love those chips.
Mm. Yeah, delicious. Yeah, so to offset some of that heaviness, we got butterhead lettuce, which is just like a simple salad that came with this mustard dressing. But it was just quite nice and fresh, which was quite... which is well needed.
Yeah, I think that was an important thing to order. Important. It really helped the meal.
That was a really important decision that was made.
Yes, exactly. Thank bloody goodness. Yeah.
And then, I don't think we needed this final thing, but it looked tasty. And as per last week's episode where we said, you know, we asked the waiters, is this too much food? And they say, no, you're fine. Tom and I were... absolutely stuffed at the end of this meal.
Yeah, they definitely did us here. They should have said you do not need those leeks as well.
Yeah, but they were delicious. But it was quite big. Was it leeks with a fermented barley?
Yeah.
Which is kind of a sauce.
Yeah, and some other crispy stuff on top of it. I don't know if it was crispy onions or something. And it was basically a whole big leek cut in half, cooked really nicely, and with this fermented barley sauce on it. It was quite a lot of leek. Again, I think with that dish, it was half a leek was quite a lot of leek each. Mm. Maybe it's a dish you'd want to have if you're sharing between three or four people at this place. I think between two, it's a lot of leek.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
That's not to say that it wasn't a nice dish.
Yeah.
We didn't need it and it was too much. But nonetheless, it was nice. So yeah, I think those are all the main course dishes we had, right?
All the main courses. And I know that we've started going on about how full we were. And you may think, listener, that we didn't need or we wouldn't have had desserts, but we did.
We did. We're doing this for research, so we've got to put our bodies through it.
Yeah, we put our bodies through it. Also, it was Christmas Eve, so you know.
If you can't eat pudding on Christmas Eve, when can you eat pudding, Louise?
Exactly. So we shared a lemon posset with shortbread and a chocolate mousse with honeycomb.
Yeah. The lemon posset, I thought, was really nice. It had... obviously, lots of lemon flavour, but particularly it had lemon zest flavour, which I just think that's my favourite part of the lemon. And I thought it was really nice, really nice, really light, very well made mm-hmm. shortbread. It was a yummy dish.
Yeah, it was lovely. It's always a classic, lovely lemon flavour, nice and light. But the mousse was also delicious. It was quite deeply chocolatey.
Yeah, more dark, not ultra sweet, right?
No, not ultra sweet. So they're both quite nice to end. They weren't super heavy. It wasn't like a big cake or anything like that.
Yeah. And they don't have a pudding menu, right? You can't find it online and they don't have it printed there. So you just say to them, hey, what do you have
mm-hmm.
For dessert? And then they tell you. And mm-hmm. I think they had those two things and a rice pudding. So
yeah.
Those are the two things we chose. And after that, we were well and truly stuffed. We also had some drinks. We didn't do a bottle of anything. We just had a couple of glasses, didn't we? So we started on, well, it's probably worth noting that we had been gifted very kindly a bit of money to go out for dinner for as a Christmas present. And so we used it on this meal. And so because of that, we chose to start with a glass of bubbly each, didn't we?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Lovely champagne.
Yep. I mean, it was 14 quid a glass, so it's pretty expensive. But I love champagne, and it was a really nutty, well-rounded champagne. It was the Delamont Brut, which is a French champagne, obviously. Tom, all champagne. But yeah, it was the Delamont Brut, and we really, really enjoyed it. And then we had a couple of glasses of red for the main part of the meal, right?
Yes, we had a glass each of the Cascina Brick Mezzi Nebbiolo. Yeah, it was lovely. It went really well with our beef and pork too.
Yeah, quite meaty dishes. Mm-hmm. It was quite medium-bodied, medium-full.
Yep.
But very well balanced. Really, really nice glass of wine. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and I think one thing that's worth noting at this restaurant that I really loved was they had quite a good range of wines by the glass and by the bottle in terms of prices. Like, there were glasses of wine starting from £5.50 going up towards, you know, £15, but there are options at that more reasonable price, and sort of similar level for bottles too, which I think is, you know, a really good option to give people.
Yep, exactly like they do with the food. And we were quite impressed with the service as well, weren't we, Louise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the service was really good. It was very attentive. There were lots of servers around. They kind of talked us through the menu, which was helpful to clarify what we're having. As we said, maybe we did order a bit too much, so that would have been potentially good. But, you know, it's not as if they know us and how much we want to eat.
Yes, they were all very smiley and very, very happy to help and give recommendations. I think I saw him do it every single table. They've got a board with kind of the day specials and stuff, so he'll come over to you. You've got your menu with the classic dishes on it, and then he'll just write what the specials are on the menu. And yeah, that was different. I've not seen that before, and I saw him do it about 10 times over the course of the evening. I certainly couldn't do that because my handwriting is terrible. and neither could you. But no, overall, I was really happy with the service. It was really nice.
Yep, no, I thought the service was really good as well. Really attentive, really warm, loved it.
So I guess in conclusion, we really enjoyed our meal at the Pelican, didn't we, Louise?
Yeah, it was really good.
And it was a really nice atmosphere. It was a really, really good place to go on Christmas Eve. It was warm, it was cozy, we had yummy food, we had some champagne. I thoroughly recommend it, and not only for Christmas Eve. I think it's a great place to go. So thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to this week's episode of Tips Over Tipples.
Give us a follow on Instagram if you haven't already. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this now. And keep writing into us. We're loving building up a bank of suggestions from you guys.
Yes, we've got lots of places to try, don't we, Louise, now? Join us again next week when we're going to be talking pasta, specifically in Soho. We're going to be talking about four places really worth trying. Definitely not one to miss.